Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. What'd you do this weekend, AJ? Anything fun?
Friday night, I had my Friday night social in the garage. And
I've been watching that on Facebook.
Chat a lot of people, Facebook friends there. And then yesterday, I did nothing.
Oh, good.
This weekend, yeah. Just kind of hung.
Just lay low.
Exactly.
Remember
watch the Trump
Dad.
Rally. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer's on the phone. Uh-oh. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hello.
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 We had a nice time, so we did it Saturday instead of Sunday, so we could have a couple beers.
Nice.
I don't have to worry about checking my phone every 5 minutes, seeing what stories are developing.
Smart.
So it was good. It was the first time it actually... Ashley and I were talking about this because she had the same experience. It actually felt normal. Like you didn't think about
a
pandemic.
Right. Mm.
Yeah. You know?
Nice feeling.
Yeah.
It was like a normal socializing feeling. Not like I have to, you know, run around in face mask and everything. But we did have hand sanitizer all around. So.
Yeah. No, but it was nice to have
my mom. My mom was feeling pretty good.
Yeah. How good?
Well, it got to the point where the original plan was she was going to go home because she had to get up and make stuff for Anthony's event yesterday.
Yeah.
And so there was this point where Jennifer started worrying about where she is in terms of drinking. And, you know, at some point she's going to get in a car.
Yeah, right.
So Jennifer's like hiding booze on her. This, you know, and then Jennifer would get up from the table. And mom would say, oh, hey, young Chaz, hand me that wine over there.
There you go.
And he'd be like, oh, looking in the cooler, it looks empty. And I would just grab the bottle and hand it to her.
There you go. See?
Here you go.
Yeah. The enabler. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know what it's like to
exactly.
be boxed out of booze.
Yep.
So she had wine, limoncello, tequila.
Yeah, limoncello. Yeah. That's such a nasty
one. Hold on. Wine, limoncello. Yes. Tequila.
Tequila. anything else?
I think that was it. No, that was plenty.
That's enough. Right.
She
so then
up,
she said.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was like, Mom, I said, she's like, Jennifer, I think I need to lie down.
Oh, no.
I said, okay. So I said, it's okay,
Mom.
Why
staying all night? Just stay here.
Yeah.
Just stay here.
Well,
no,
we were worried about
just
that.
Just stay here.
Right.
We took her purse. So, we took her keys. We hit him.
So smart.
She wasn't going to go anywhere anyway.
Very, very
right,
smart.
Right. Block a car in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I walked her upstairs. I walked her upstairs to a spare bedroom, and I went to, you know, like you walk in the bedroom, you go to pull the blankets back so she can climb in.
Yeah.
And just as I go to pull the blankets back, she's like, thump right on the bed. I said, "Well, Mom, do you want to get under the blankets?" No, no, I'm fine right here.
I've been there. I've been there. Sometimes you just have to lay down.
Right. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I don't want to think about it. I don't need to get comfortable. I just need to be flat and not fight gravity.
The room is spinning. Hang on.
You got to put the one leg outside of the bed to touch the floor. So you
feel.
Yes,
we talked about this
came up
Saturday
over
night.
The weekend.
Yes. That's the trick.
There is a picture of Jennifer on the couch with her foot on the floor.
Yes.
Oh. No, I was on the floor with my foot up on the couch.
I don't know if
that's true.
That helps.
You didn't make the couch.
That's the opposite.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Oops. That's always fun.
So,
it was a good time. Yeah.
So the end of the night comes. Mom is tucked in, snug as a bug, in a rug, just a little snoring going on. And you know those potato rolls? I love potato rolls.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. So the end of the night comes, and I said, I really feel like a potato roll. So I was just standing in the kitchen, just eating the roll by itself. And Chaz was like, what are you eating? And he grabbed a piece and he chucked it at my head. And he made like this slapping sound.
You know what's funny?
He disturbed my potato roll experience.
Now, I don't remember everything play by play, but I know I didn't start it. I know that was me escalating it.
Became potato gun.
There was some, like, I'm getting picked on.
Right.
And
yes, honey, it's never you.
I did the math and I thought, I know how I can settle this.
How I retaliate.
Right.
Potato roll to the face.
And they make the best sound when they hit you in the face.
Thump.
Pop.
Right. were they King's Hawaiian by any chance? Those are always great for flinging.
And then there's just bread flying everywhere.
Oh, nice.
And the next, like, I don't know. The cat had a good time, you know, eating.
Yeah. The leftovers.
I didn't eat any of this kibble yesterday. But then there's bread everywhere. And then you land the shot in the side of my forehead. And then young Chaz is standing next to me. And he's like, I'm going to go to bed.
No one to say when.
Yeah, there was bread everywhere. Like the next day, you couldn't walk anywhere without stepping on bread.
Wow. Flatbread.
Sign of a good party.
Yeah. I said, remind me next time. I still have pictures of we had a pizza fight once. And, oh, man.
Really?
Sauce everywhere.
Oh, boy.
That was not good. That'll never happen again.
Yep.
Not sauce on paint. It doesn't work.
The problem is there's everyone in this group is like an oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Like you do something, it's like, oh, yeah.
And retaliation happens swift.
Watch this.
Swift and just retaliation, yes.
Yeah.
Or you thought it was going to end there, did you?
Oh, yeah?
But no.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to keep on going.
When you said that,
and
I thought you meant...
And now the potato bag is empty.
Right.
Right. No rolls for you.
Potato rolls. What's that, Ash?
When you said that, I thought you meant everyone's like, oh, yeah! Like, let's go!
No. They're not Kool-Aid.
It was a 3:30 in the morning night. I haven't seen that in a while.
Those are the best.
It's been a few
they?
Years.
Well, I wake up.
Those
at that
are the
time,
best.
But...
Yeah.
Those are the best. I'm looking for your photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those steaks you made look great.
They were good. If I would have just turned them a couple minutes earlier, they would have been perfect. I waited a little bit too
delicious.
Long. You know what I didn't want? I didn't want to put them down in front of everyone. And it's like, they need like another minute on the grill.
That shot you have on here.
It would have been better if I did that.
That shot you have on here with the steaks on the grill with the butter on top. Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm. That is amazing.
Yes.
They were good, but a little too done.
Really?
Yeah. Just a hair for my.
Those liking. Look thick, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
They were tasty, hon. It was just right.
Yeah.
Look at you, Chef Chaz.
Yeah. Far from it.
Cooking with Chaz.
I could cook things over an open fire. That's about it.
Yep. How was that? Right, beep.
I wish I could post a picture of you because you had two landing spots.
Oh.
One was the kitchen floor.
Okay. Right.
She's sitting in the kitchen.
Right.
Just
Indian style.
Indian style on the floor because she couldn't fight gravity anymore. And then the other landing spot was up in the pool table room.
Right.
Yeah, but don't you ever get to a point sometimes, it's later in the evening, and you just want to feel something ice cold on your head, you know?
Yeah.
Like you feel a headache coming or something. I'm like, I just want to feel cold. I just want to feel some cold on my face.
I've done this.
Right.
I've been drunk, like out at a club or a bar or whatever. And it's that moment of the night where, like, you're, like, sort of, like, need to de-escalate because you know it may end up bad.
Yeah.
So I've just gone to a public because of COVID, I'll never do this again. But I've gone to a public restroom, sat on the floor, like, picked up my shirt and had my back rest against the toilet. Cause it's nice.
Yes.
Oh.
This bathroom floor is so nice.
Cold.
I'm going to rest my face against this bathroom floor. So
meanwhile,
nice
there's a line outside of the door of people
right.
that need to get in. She's like, I'm warm. True.
Yeah, I'm icing my back on this dirty toilet.
Well, it's funny you should say that, Ashley, because Jennifer has a similar story, but worse.
Oh.
Worse than that?
21st birthday, yes. St. Patrick's Day. At the end of the night, I was at... J.F. O'Connell's used to be in a bar in downtown Bridgeport, and that's where I was on my 21st birthday. The end of the night came, and I had to go to the ladies' room, and any bathroom in any Irish pub on St. Patrick's Day is foul.
It's yes.
Foul. And I went to the single stall, and I shut the door, and I went to the bathroom. And then as I stood up, I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, I just need to sit. I just need to feel the cold. And so then I just, like, kind of slid down the wall in the bathroom on the floor.
She was laying on the floor.
In an Irish bar.
Yeah.
Oh.
And my friend walked in, and she's like, are you okay? And, like, she popped the door open, and she sat down next to me. We just stayed there for a little bit.
Jesus. Was your face on the floor?
You couldn't Olean anymore.
Gross, yeah.
No.
21st birthday is always, you know, most people have a story on that one.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, I'm legal, and now I'm going to go bananas.
Yeah.
And you go way more than you should.
Yep.
On my 21st birthday, was over at my brother's house. My birthday's in January, so typically there's snow out. And there was a lot of snow this year. And so they're like, oh, 21 shots. I'm like, I forgot how far I got. But there was one point where everything is, you know. You just feel like you got off a carnival ride?
Yep.
Like, all right, I need some fresh air.
Yeah.
I ended up going outside and taking off all my clothes and just diving in the snow and staying there.
Nice.
And I'm sitting there in the snow, God. And I could feel it melting around me. Like, my body's so warm. Like, I'm creating steam.
Right. And it smells like JD.
In a puddle.
Yeah, and all I kept thinking is, if I don't get up soon, I'm going to probably die here, because those people aren't going to come looking for me.
Oh, no. God. Not anytime soon, no.
No.
They'll find you in the fall.
And just then, the plow went by.
Right. Right.
Yeah, plowed last
Maybe
night.
Maybe the steam was coming from your butt.
Yeah, goodbye. So we were talking to David Ford recently about his amazing mansion in Avon that was recently searched and had been searched before by police for the Jennifer Dulos case. And in the course of talking to him, we realized, wow, this guy has an amazing life story from where he started to where, you know, he is now.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, what a cool thing to hear.
Why not?
Right?
Yep.
So he's on the phone now. So you started in Boston, David?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Actually, I grew up in Worcester, which is the, like, armpit of the universe when I grew up there. It was really a bad place, and I was pretty much a street kid. I had two alcoholic parents, and it was it wasn't the Waltons, I can just put it to you that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I survived by doing what you had to do. I tell my kids all the time, there's a table talk pie factory. Have you seen table talk pies, those
yeah.
little tiny ones?
Oh, yeah, right? I've had them many times.
They're great.
All right, so that place was, you know, within walking distance. And, of course, for us back then, walking distance was, you know, 30 miles because that's what you did. Uphill both ways now.
It gets of course, in the snow. In the summertime, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, over 90-degree heat on the way up and sub-zero on the way down.
Exactly.
No, but seriously, it's weird. We used to go there, and we would find the pies they'd throw out because they fell or something, and that's kind of what a good friend of mine and I survived on.
That's how you ate?
That's it. So you know, whatever you had, that's what you did, and it was a very tough place to grow up, and then going back from there to South Boston and back and forth, those were tough times.
How were your parents surviving? Did they work?
Interestingly enough, my father was a school teacher. He's a functioning alcoholic, at least for on paper, for you know, whatever 6 hours a day. My mother wasn't. My mother was a disaster.
Wow, man. You have brothers, sisters?
I do, yeah. My brother's in Massachusetts. My sister's in Massachusetts.
How did they end up?
My brother, you know, my brother has a very hard time with a lot of stuff. He's an older brother.
And not everybody makes it out.
No.
Not everybody makes it out.
No.
My sister's okay. She got out because she had a lot of friends, so she went and lived with them, and she got away from all the abuse and everything else.
It's funny, when you come from that environment, you either look around and say, there is no way I'm going through this, and you work really hard and get yourself out of it, or you just end up repeating that.
You succumb, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice thought. I'm sure most people feel that that's what they want to do. You know, I was very, very lucky because I was presented the opportunities to do that, if you know what I'm saying, to be able to find opportunities, hard work meets preparation type of thing.
Yeah.
But you have to have the opportunity.
And yeah.
By the grace of God, I was given the opportunity, and that's how I got out of there.
David Ford is on. He owns that big house in Avon the cops been searching for Jennifer Dulos. And I was talking about coming from Worcester, and parents are functioning alcoholics, and, well, one was dad,
right.
And mom was a disaster.
And surviving on table talk pies.
And he would walk, you know, a million miles to go to the table talk pie factory and eat the pies out in the dumpster that they had to toss.
So they're sealed.
And that's how he survived.
Right.
And then how did you get from there to where you are now?
Well, a guy saw me be able to play baseball, and he thought I had a particular talent. And he stuck with me, and I, at the last minute, went to University of Connecticut. And it was interesting because there was a kid in New Haven the same time went to UConn, a guy named Earl Kelly. I don't know if you guys remember him. It might be passed long ago for you guys. But Earl Kelly was arguably one of the greatest basketball players ever to play at UConn. Came out.
It's funny,
of,
when you said that name, I looked at Phil because he's kind of our sports guy. I looked over at AJ. I didn't even look at Ashley.
Yeah, how come he didn't look at me?
Yeah, no, I know you never heard of him.
He's saving time, basically. Yes.
All right, sorry, David.
Number three in career free throws made, number 11 in career scoring.
So he was good, basically.
Yes.
Oh, he was phenomenal. But they took that kid out of Congress Avenue, New Haven, and plucked him up at Stores, and he was basically on his own. And it's amazing he was able to survive for 4 years. And then certain people tried to railroad him out of there, which was a horrible, horrible thing they did to that kid. And he was an African-American kid. I was a white kid from Worcester. And so we sort of paralleled where we came from. And next thing you know, we're stuck in Stores with not knowing anybody, certainly not a world I grew up in, and I knew it wasn't a world he grew up in. And he was actually a very, very nice guy. But he had to create this bravado around him because he didn't know how else to deal with it.
That's funny. I remember you start realizing that you're not in a good place when you start going over to friends' houses, and it's like, wow, they have stuff like food and
floor.
They have a rug.
Oh, my God, they have a floor.
Wow, this
mother's
is...
mother's not beating them.
They're back indoors, yes.
Right. Their father's not falling down the stairs drunk. Wrong.
Right. You're like, wow, this is real different. This is like how I see on TV.
Yeah.
That really does exist.
What's TV?
Yeah, well, that wouldn't happen because we didn't have a TV. So I didn't know anything.
You had zero reference point.
He had to walk to Sears to watch TV. Yes.
And then how do you go
from... you had no idea. But anyways, I get to UConn. UConn was great. I loved it up there. It was a wonderful opportunity. I got to play in the Cape Cod League baseball, a couple of years, which was a great experience. Played against the Olympic teams.
Wow.
And then got drafted by the Atlanta Braves. Played there for a couple of years. Realized I wasn't very good. I was okay, but I wasn't good enough to go there. So then
Then you went to the Mets.
Exactly. No. Right. And fit right in. Had the worst
I wanted to go to the Mets.
Right.
No, I wanted to go to the Mets. They were great then. Don't forget, that was 85, 6, 7.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
The amazing
Hernandez.
Mets, yeah.
Mookie.
Those are the boys.
Yeah.
But then I just started my own company, showing people how to save money on the Yellow Pages, went to the law school at night, and... Did well enough to be able to retire at an early age, and that's what I did. And
what's an early age?
I'm embarrassed to say.
It was 30-something, right?
You can tell us.
Yeah, it was 30-something. I'll tell you. It was 30-something. It was 37 years old.
You shouldn't be embarrassed of that.
No, that's success, man.
It's funny, because back in the day, you used to be able to brag about stuff like that. Now you almost have to, now it seems, like you're... I don't know.
You can start whatever you want now.
Like, this is what the American dream is all about. You work hard.
Yes.
You have some luck, and you make it.
Exactly.
And that was the whole thing. This is why people all over the world come here, because they can actually...
We're all kind of working for
that. It could be based on your own effort.
Yeah, no lottery for you, obviously.
To some extent.
And then comes the hard part, though, folks, right? It takes a certain individual to get to that point. Most people can't shut it off. And most people die in their office at 85 years old,
right,
having had a love affair with their work as opposed to everything else life has to offer. Me, I'm with my kids all the time. I'm taking them. Matter of fact, I'm planning a trip now to take my 9-year-old to the beaches of Normandy to show him where 1944, kids 8 years older than him, they went up that mountain. I want him to see that. I've never seen it. I take him, to Gettysburg or the Statue of Liberty or...
Wow.
I took them to Arrowhead Stadium last year. I do this stuff for these kids, and when we're there, we see the World War I Museum, which, interestingly enough, is in Kansas City.
Been there. That place is amazing.
Yeah, no, this is great stuff. You're not going to get to the end of your life and have a lot of regrets, and that's what people who are workaholics normally say. Well, I sacrificed a lot of my life to get here, and now what? Now the money is
just... The only thing I'll say is this. You take the worst 15 minutes of anybody's life and put it on a video, and it ain't very good, mine included.
Right.
So... everybody goes through their stuff, and everybody does stuff in the past that they wish they'd handled differently, and I'm certainly no exception to that rule, but I try to do the right things, and I try to help out when I can. And that's why when the police called me about the Jennifer Dulos thing, I said, you go there anytime you want, because all I thought about was five kids wondering where their mom is.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And that's all that really mattered to me, when the story behind that whole thing is how five kids are orphaned, sadly, and I just think that's a horrible, horrible thing. Four or five kids to have to wonder, and maybe it checked one box that they don't have to wonder anymore. I mean, I knew she's not there. Everybody knew she wasn't there, but when the Hartford Current, created the smoke about, well, maybe she's there, you have to check the box.
You have to go.
At least look.
You have to.
Because if not, that becomes the question of the day, and it will hound the police until they do it. So it's like, okay, we have to go back.
Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, I'm more concerned with the kids wondering, wait, I wonder if my mom is there.
Right.
Yeah.
I wanna,
maybe they never knew it. I don't know. It's interesting. Somebody, I forget who it was, asked me if I would take a call from the kid's grandmother. I said, oh, sure. I should have a call, but I mean, if she ever did, of course I would.
Right. Why wouldn't
I'd
you?
I'd do anything. Oh,
yeah.
God,
absolutely.
Do
yeah.
anything I could do for them.
David Ford is on. He has an amazing success story. He's very humble about it, but he started out in a tough spot.
Yep.
Home life wasn't great. Not a lot of money. Was able to play baseball, go to UConn on that. And then I love where we pick up here. You got a job at a Yellow Pages place in New Haven?
Correct. Selling Yellow Pages for SNET, the old former phone company.
I remember them.
Wow.
Loved that job. That was one of my favorite jobs I ever had. Selling Yellow Page ads is the greatest job in the world. And I worked for my general manager, the guy up top, was a guy named Michael Casilius, who I just adored. He was like a Bill Parcells type of guy. Loved him.
And then where did that take a turn?
Well, it's interestingly enough, the man I just mentioned, Michael Casilius, he was, I don't know if I should say that, why not, he's out there. He found out he had esophagus cancer.
Oh, sorry.
He was given literally months to live. And at the same time, the phone company who owned the Yellow Pages, there were two divisions of the phone company. There was a telephone side and then there was the Yellow Page side. The telephone side was the managing partner, if you will. They did an audit of the Yellow Pages, and they found this savings account for travel that had $100,000 into it. And nobody could come up with where the money came from or what it was doing there. So the head guys blamed my friend, who I'm talking about, Mike Casilius. They blamed him, say it was his money and he was using it for cancer treatments, and they fired him because of that.
With no proof.
Not cool.
Yeah.
And he had been there 35 years. So I was asked by his lawyer if I would help out and be a witness for him, and of course I would, absolutely. I think I might have been the only one because everyone else was scared, but I didn't really
care.
They
were worried about their jobs.
Exactly, yeah.
But to me, I'm a right is right type of person. So I said, sure, I would. And I did. And I met with the lawyer at Jacob Belt Grun something or other down there. Again, it was 40 years ago. And I met with them. And as it turned out, one of his bosses had set that up so they could take their girlfriends on trips without their wives finding out.
Oh.
They blamed my guy because they figured he was going to die anyways. And it turns out he didn't die.
Oops. Man.
And he sued him.
Good.
He won the largest wrongful termination suit in Connecticut history at the time.
Nice.
So I thought that was kind of interesting. And then at the same time, they found out that I was helping him, and people weren't happy with that. So I basically left the phone company, a job I loved. But they owed me a few bucks. They owed me about $20,000 in commissions, and they were stiffing me on that. And you don't do that to a kid where I grew up, because $20,000 is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Still to me now. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember that I went into the president's office. I said, why would you guys stiff me out of $20,000? Oh, don't worry about it. It's the best thing that ever happened to you. Hey, I got to go golf. But yeah, get out of here now. Goodbye. And I said, oh, yeah? I said, I'm going to cost you $20,000 a week if it's the last thing I do. Yeah, how are you going to do that? I said, I'm going to own a consulting firm, and I'm going to show businesses how you folks overcharge them and oversell them. Ha, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay. And you did.
And he did.
Okay, well, you had their permission.
3 years later, they offered to buy me out for a lot of money. And I said, well, you know, I just hired an employee, so I need to get that person a job. We're not giving any employee a job. You only have one. They've only been there for a while. So I see, that's the difference between you and me, I said. I'm loyal to the person that came to work for me. You're not. And I didn't accept it. And God, my goodness, I must have cost them hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow.
And loved every minute of it.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It's a nice motivator, though.
It is,
too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You get up every day, like, yeah.
Revenge is an interesting motivator. That, you know, survival and revenge are two interesting motivators. But you can't live your life in that mode.
No. But it's funny every now and then.
You die angry. You know, you die in a miserable. You look back and say, geez, I wish I had done this. I wish I had taken my son camping on a beach. I wish, I wish, I wish. I have no I wishes. I did it. I did everything with my kids. I wish they'd grow up quicker. No, I'm kidding. I love them. Great kids. I adore them. The Father's Day was great yesterday. They have no idea what I've been through.
But he does a lot. He does a lot of work, AJ, helping kids in the community.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, there's this toy drive that we do.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So.
Whatever you need, folks, I'd be there in 2 seconds.
See that?
You are the best.
He's awesome.
I love your story too. I feel like it should be a book. I got to go to commercials, but man, I know we're going to have you back because I love your story.
Definitely.
You have me back anytime you want. Set up. I got to go. I got to bring my little guy to camp. His first day today. Thank God.
Nice.
Yay.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
I'd come back anytime you want, folks. And if there's a toy drive that helps kids, sign me up.
Thank you, David.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It.
Bye, right, gentlemen.
Take care.
Bye.
David Ford.
He's awesome.
He's a gentleman. That's pretty cool.
The only thing that I kept thinking was, remember when AJ said karma is a dish best served cold? You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that made me laugh.
That's good.
Right.
Do you remember
Did that come up in this interview?
Yeah, you're talking about revenge.
Oh. And you
that's her one takeaway.
You
yes.
thought of AJ's T-shirt quote.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Time to open these public pools so folks can swim.
Cool off.
Not everyone has a yard sprinkler like Ashley.
No, I have a hose, garden hose in the driveway.
They're opening up the public pools in New Britain, and New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So how does this work?
So because of all of the state restrictions that they put on us, we had a lot of hoops to jump through in order to get our public pools open, but we know that people are looking for a place to cool off. So we're making available spots to reserve. So it's $5 a spot, and you can have up to 4 people from your household in that spot. So basically, do you remember when you saw like Central Park in New York where they spray painted like the 12-foot circles on the ground?
Yeah. Right. Yes.
That'll be kind of what it looks like on our pool deck. And our pool deck is huge. So we can't have more than 50 people in there at one time. So we're allowing people to reserve spaces for 2-hour blocks for $5 for up to 4 people. And asking that people just, you know, be safe. We're not going to have locker rooms available. So come ready to swim. You know, hopefully you can make the most out of it and at least get a chance to cool off within the guidelines of what they tell us to keep it safe.
A lot of guidelines, but let me pick through here. So $5 per person, 4 people per family. If you want to go with another family, can you reserve a spot right next to your spot for them so you're kind of together?
Oh, sure. We'll accommodate that.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm very accommodating.
So these spots are all numbered.
But it's almost
like a giant human bingo game.
Right, or checkers, yes.
N3,
right.
Please.
Right. Yes. Right. Or Battleship.
It sounds like it could be a fun game.
You sunk my family!
Right, we'll play bingo, and then one family wins a free day.
Yes. Yeah. B7.
So you have to pre-register for the spot, make reservations, and then there's a limit on how many from the family. Come dressed. And then how many people can go in the water at one time? And then masks, no masks? How does that work?
So no mask when you're swimming. But when people are kind of waiting in line to get in, we'll ask that you wear one. And if you're wearing one, you know, kind of walking around the pool deck, we'll want you to wear one. Just if you're coming in close contact with anyone else that's there. I'm trying to respect social distancing. Hey, if you can keep your 6 to 12 feet away from the person next to you, then you don't have to wear one. But we don't have the mask police, you know, that will be arresting people for not wearing one.
Right.
We want everyone to have a good time, but just to do it safely. And so we'll be, you know, just trying our best. I keep telling everyone, I said, summer's not canceled in New Britain. We're trying our best to keep it safe for everyone. And, you know, I wish we could open up all of our splash pads, but just the 2 pools for this summer.
That's good.
No, he's got something.
It's a great start. Yeah.
There's a lot of people who don't have anywhere else to go. This is it.
Yeah, and we're also doing our summer music concert series at Walnut Hill Park, too. That's every Monday and Wednesday night.
I love that. I've been there. That's fantastic.
Thanks. Yeah, we'll do the same thing, you know, paint the circles on the ground, try to keep people cognizant of being socially distanced and ask that people wear a mask if you'll be in close proximity. But we can't stop living our life. We have to figure out how to live with the virus.
Right. Oh, this is great. All right. And what else is going on in New Britain? Anything we should know?
everything.
Everything's going
summer
on in New Britain.
Summer camps are starting. I know. We're trying to rock and roll as much as possible, you know, and just kind of, you know, keep things as normal as possible with the virus. And, you know, camps are starting up next week. Those pools will be open this Saturday. Our farmers market is starting July 1st. We got a lot going on. And I am almost 8.5 months pregnant, guys.
Oh, boy.
So.
What?
Almost.
That's the most important thing, right?
I, you know, it's funny because we're so good friends with the mayor, and we remember before she was mayor.
Exactly, yes.
And then she won, and we were like, wow, like, weren't you the youngest mayor ever? Youngest, definitely youngest
like
female
that.
Mayor.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
In the country still, I think.
Right, she became mayor. Oh, wow. Then Sweet 16 party, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And then when she met her man, we were like, ah, you got a boyfriend, dude.
Ah, look at that, see?
It's like, oh, now you're getting married. Oh,
look
now
at you.
You're pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Wow, and the baby's almost here.
She grew up.
Boy or girl?
It's a girl.
Yay!
It's a female constituent.
Do we, that's right.
Yes.
18 years, she'll be able to vote for
it's
you.
It's a female voter, yes.
Do we have...
She won't be allowed to be in politics, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
You're going to be a beautician, damn
I'm
it.
Sure your dad thought that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the mayor of New Britain.
Yep, he was.
At one point.
But
yeah.
She didn't listen to him, no.
I love your dad, though. He's so protective of you.
He is.
Because the media can beat you up and be rough on you sometimes, and, you know... he
oh,
is
we
not,
know that.
He is not a guy you want to mess with.
No, I said hello, and he clotheslined me. Yes. Stay away from her. Chop right in the neck. Whack. Right. Yeah.
Do you have a name picked out for the baby?
No, not yet. We want to see what she looks like first. We
nice.
Have a couple.
Like
wait,
a dog?
What do you mean?
Like a dog?
Look like.
Right. We're going to call her
right,
Hope.
Right, yeah. Don't you want to pick her up? You want to see what she looks like? She might not look like what we had in mind.
We
might change
him,
her mind.
She's
so.
Just a boy. Might call her Mushface.
Does she look like a Karen or does she look like a Heather?
Definitely don't want
no,
to name
you
her Karen.
Karen. Yeah.
No one's
not
ever going to be named that anymore.
Not a
like
good
these
time.
Poor Karens that have this name already.
What are some of the names that are being batted around?
We like Madison. We like Elizabeth. We like Lena. We like, there's a lot.
See, you got to think of other kids making fun of the kids. So Lena's out.
What?
Lena over here. Lena over there. I lean over. Yeah, you don't want that. No.
No. Yeah.
Elizabeth.
No kid is going to think of that, though.
Elizabeth, Liz could go terribly wrong. So go with the first one, Madison. There's no way to make fun of Madison.
You're ruining all of her baby names, AJ.
I'm just providing
wait,
street over here.
That's three. Any more? Madison.
Gabriella. Yeah, we have a couple. We've got a lot. A lot
Gabriella
of
Mozzarella.
Names.
I don't know about that one. Yeah. You got to think
well,
of kids.
She's going to be pretty Italian.
So right. What's
going
to happen? She's going to pop out, and then you're going to look at her and decide the name, or you're going to decide together?
Oh, we'll decide together.
Right.
Oh, come on.
After delivering the kid,
right.
You're going to name the kid, oh, thank God it's here.
She's a mom and a mayor.
Oh, thank God it's over.
Hey. Right.
Have you met my kid? Oh, thank God it's over.
Yeah, this is an executive order. The mayor's writing what
probably,
his name will be.
Yeah, the baby's name is Never Again.
No, I don't think so.
You should have some kind of a competition or a contest, right?
Right, name the kid.
Ooh,
like that.
Then she's obligated, though.
No, she
has.
She's pulling a name out of a hat. Boom, there you go. All right, kiss name is Boo Boo.
What are you saying, fake it, have a contest?
I'll be real honest with you guys. I do enough in the public eye. There's some things that I really don't want the public to be a part of.
That's fair.
Who named the kid Pop-Tart?
All right. Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
So your last name is still Stewart?
It is, but I, well.
You hyphenated?
That's what I'm going by. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Right.
And then the baby's, so is your maiden name or your hyphenated name, or not your maiden name, but your married name, is that out there in the public now, or is that kind of a secret?
No, it's Mutone.
What is it?
Mutone?
Yeah.
Sounds like a hearing aid.
Stewart Mutone.
Mutone.
Hey,
it's too loud.
Mutone.
It's too loud.
Hey.
I use Mutone.
Nina Mutone.
Yeah.
Gabriella Mutone.
Ooh,
Elizabeth
Lena's
Mutone.
Nice.
Madison Mutone.
See, I like Madison Mutone.
It's the M and the M.
It sounds like a product or some kind of corporation. Madison Mutone. I like that.
You're killing all of her baby names.
I'm enhancing them. Damn it.
I'm
what
helping.
I do. Shut up.
God.
What I do.
Go with your heart.
No.
Stuart.
What rhymes with Mutone? Because it should be like a rhyme.
Two-tone.
Two-tone, Mutone.
Blue-tone?
No.
Two-tone.
Blue-tone?
Right.
Futone, Mutone?
Right.
Yeah.
Bluestone, you told me.
This is why she didn't come to us.
Exactly right. Yeah. 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 I tried to call. She's like, get out of here. Okay, bye.
Wow. That's just, but think about this, right?
Right.
She's a mayor, pregnant,
right.
And then her city and state and world is hit with a 100-year pandemic.
Right.
Were you nervous at first for the baby?
Very much so, because I was, let's just say I wasn't in a right state of mind. You know, you're stressed out trying to figure out how to handle everything and manage everything and manage your own health at the same time. But I mean, I'm thankful. Everything is, everything's just fine. Everything's looking good. But I know I keep making the joke. I said, what else are they going to throw at me while I'm pregnant?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what else you could pile on top of that.
Yeah.
So.
Don't even ask that question. Yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm just thinking about a possible endorsement. The kid's name, going with the kid's name. How about new phone, Mutone?
Oh God. No.
I'm sorry, Mayor. Just what were you saying?
She knows me.
She expects
I know. I think I know. It's been, I can't say it's been the easiest pregnancy with everything going on.
Right.
But I'm happy it's coming to an end, and hopefully that means all the craziness is too.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. And then how's the hubby doing?
He's doing really well. We're really excited. He's in dad mode already.
Is he eating for two also?
Sorry. Yes.
Dad mode. So what's that? What's he buying things for the room? Is the room decorated?
It's freaking out.
The nursery, we're all set with that?
Oh, yeah. He's putting everything together for me. He's every day it's a new something new getting delivered to the house, so he's giving me all sorts of crap about that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. What husbands do?
You got to freak him out and tell him it's a boy. I just found it's a boy instead.
Yeah, that's the thing. You pull up and you see the Amazon boxes outside. You're like, oh, man, when is she going to stop spending?
Why don't you buy now?
Right. What do we get now?
Jesus.
Wow, I'm very excited for you. This
yeah,
is great.
Me too.
Yep.
Thanks. We're really excited. This is a new adventure, so we can't wait. Hopefully she sleeps a lot, so I can too.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, ain't happening.
I know.
Name the
you
kid
know
Winky.
What? Just don't be quiet when the baby's sleeping in the house. Just do whatever you're going to do. If you're going to vacuum,
why?
If you're running the dishwasher.
Test grenades.
Because if you don't, the baby will become a light sleeper.
Yes.
And you'll never be able to do anything in the house ever again.
So
if
break
the dog
windows.
Barks, if someone sneezes.
Right.
If someone rings the doorbell. If the phone goes off. Wah!
Exactly.
Wah!
Right.
Just do it all.
Play a stereo. Break windows.
Tuck that one away. For
yep. That's right.
Yeah. Put loud
that's
muffs
good
in the car.
Advice. Yes.
Someone
I'm
gave me that advice.
That one away.
It was great. I would vacuum right under the crib.
Exactly.
Like, tough.
Right. Use a jackhammer.
Yeah.
Yep. The whole night.
But
yours.
Now he could sleep through anything.
See? He's lucky.
That's right. So, oh,
I'm
can't
definitely
wait.
Keeping that one in mind.
Are you doing a natural delivery? Like, what's your
I want.
No, Ashley's making a face.
She's doing takeout.
Natural?
Yeah.
I feel like an epidural is a good thing.
Yeah. I want all the drugs.
Yes.
Give me all of them.
She's taking them now. Test them out.
I was going to say, I think she'd take them right now with her morning coffee.
Exactly.
The last thing you need is a natural delivery. Oh, my God.
That's a headline some newspaper's going to pick up. New Britain mayor says she wants all the drugs.
She meant off the streets.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, and nice job there in New Britain. Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah, so good to hear from you guys. And, hey, if anyone out there is looking to cool off this summer, come hang out with us in New Britain at some of our pools.
All right, so this is residents only or anyone can go?
Anybody can come.
Oh, wow.
Look at that, see?
All right.
Open invitation.
Excellent. And, you know, if you want to call us from the delivery table there
right.
and do a live broadcast, we're in for that, Mayor.
Right. We'll name the kid, too.
Yeah.
You know, if it goes into pretty long labor, you never know. I might. I'll need to be distracted by something.
Excellent.
Yeah. The kid's name is...
All right, Mayor. Tell everyone we said hi. We're talking about this fire or explosion in Bridgeport this morning. And Mayor Ganim is on the phone now. You have some details on that, Mayor?
Some. Very tragic Very difficult situation. Not an explosion, and really not a fire, but a young man, as I understand it, I think 16 years old, was in one of the train cars that were parked in a section on the train tracks in Bridgeport and got electrocuted.
Oh, damn it.
It's terrible. He's, from what I understand, again, the details are still coming in, and earlier details were not completely accurate, so bear with me if I need to correct something later on. But yeah, very difficult situation in the hospital in Bridgeport, and this is a little backstory about trying to get help and not having quickly able to do that. But MTA, I think, is leading on what investigating, so to speak, as to what happened. So yeah, real difficult situation. I know there were reports about explosions and fires and all that, and although some of that could have come out of this, but unfortunately where we are. So I'm sorry to have to report that.
Yeah, no, but we're all wondering what happened.
Yeah.
And so he was on, so what we know now, according to reports, is 16 years old, on top of a train car, hit the power line?
I think I'm right on the age, and there was something with the power in, I don't say abandoned, but stationary cars, and I guess this is I'm not even sure the exact location. I'd give you streets, but I don't think it really matters. Touched something or did something, and we all know that, you have the visual how terrible that must have been.
Oh, yeah. So. Not a voltage, yeah.
And as far as we know now, the 16-year-old's still alive?
Still alive, from what I understand, in the hospital, and I hope that could, these things hopefully can...
Yeah.
Make a full recovery. I've seen that happen before.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
the extent of this, but that's the latest now, and it's difficult, so our hearts go out certainly to him, family, friends, and we'll if we get some updates later on, I'm happy to share them with you and listeners.
All right, Mayor. Thanks for checking in on that.
Thank you.
All right.
For reaching out.
Okay. All right, Mayor Ganim, City of Bridgeport. Oh, sad news.
Wow.
All right, thoughts and prayers.
Yep.
Holy cow. Let's shift gears completely now. We have someone who has good news, and it's completely different from what we were just talking about.
Okay.
So I'm, scrolling through stuff, looking for stories. It was a slow weekend for news.
Yes, it was.
Which is good.
Yeah.
No news is good news.
Exactly. Father's Day,
the news we've been getting hasn't been that great.
Want some happy news, for God's sake.
So when you're scrolling through and there's not a lot of news, then you're like, oh, this is good. But sucks for me because I'm trying to put stuff together.
What do I talk about? Yeah.
Yeah, and then I saw this one. I'm like, oh, here we go. They had the New England Television Emmys over the weekend. And I hear Fox 61 did very well. And so we thought we'd have Jimmy Altman on to tell us how well they did. Hey.
Well, first of all, Chaz, happy Father's Day to you, belated.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you, sir. And also, whenever there's nothing going on, feel free. I'm always here for you.
Yeah. That's
that guy.
If
you need filler,
that wasn't a good sell.
We're gonna call you Phil. We're gonna call you Phil from now on. Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Phil. So
are you guys well? Staying safe?
Yes.
So
knock on wood.
You as well.
This was certainly a good diversion for us, as most of us have been. Most of us don't even work in our station anymore. We've done most of our work remotely. So this was sort of something that was uplifting for our team. And after, covering for the last 3 or 4 months everything that you and AJ and Phil and Ashley have had to cover, this was certainly something that will get your spirits up a little.
Is there an airplane going to crash into your house?
We had a good weekend, Chaz.
Oh, good.
Was that the Blue Angels over his head?
That was a helicopter. Yeah, buzzed our house.
Gotcha.
Don't know why.
Huh.
That was your Emmy crate getting dropped down.
Yeah, exactly.
There's that Jimmy Altman down there.
Right. Yeah.
Just dropping it off in the driveway. Yeah, no, we're definitely very proud, and I share.
How did you guys, how did they do the Emmys this year? So everyone's home, right? They just announced.
Everything was done virtually. Usually it's in a beautiful ballroom in Boston, but this year, like everything else, it had to be done in a virtual world. And it was done, these people are in television, so they know how to put on a show.
Wow.
So
yeah.
And makeup.
The folks from the... Board of Governors or whatever it is, the Academy, put on what was a very well done show. It was a lot quicker because you don't have to, you know, you don't go up there and you don't make speeches. So they opened the envelopes and they did everything, and they made it look as much as they could to resemble what it normally would look like.
They were smart to not think, all right, let's have the winner. We'll have all of the nominees.
Yes.
On a Zoom,
uh-huh.
And then the winner will unmute the winner and let the winner speak.
Right.
Like,
nice.
If they tried that, it would have been a nightmare. So they were smart.
Yeah, they announced it and then they went on to the next category.
There you go.
I think it was. Look, everything involved and everything that we're trying to endure now, I think this was probably the best thing they could have done.
All right. So Fox 61 won. You won. Did you win any? How did it break out?
Yeah, we as a station we won six.
Whoa,
which for Connecticut, that's pretty good. You're going up against
Boston,
these big time Boston stations with unlimited budgets and a lot of talent, and there's a lot of talent here. But anytime you can sort of make a name for yourself coming from where we come from, I think you should be proud of that.
Absolutely.
It was a very respectable showing for us. And I think we're all, you know, we say we're all in this together. Well, as far as Connecticut stations go, we all want to rep, you know, we want to rep. And so anytime Connecticut stations win, it's a great thing for all of us.
Yeah, I know Channel 3 won, right. And, you know, so
yeah, Chaz, I'm going to stop you there. Channel 3 won, and I think that was the highlight of the night because the legendary anchor Denise DeCenzo won posthumously for an amazing story she did on a pair of conjoined twins.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so nice to see that even in her passing, she's being honored. And it was just such a
had to
a
be
great,
a moment.
It was a great, and they did a video as well that
and those twins
honored her. So we could all see that as well. But she actually won an award. And paradoxically, the crazy thing is that a year ago, almost to the day, was the last time I saw Denise, which was we were at the Emmys in 2019 in Boston. And it's very rare that this happens, but we were up against each other in a whole list of nominees, and we tied. And we tied each other, and so we both won the awards. And the last time I saw her was us taking pictures together at the Emmys in 2019 in the back.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah, and so that was the last time I got to see her.
AJ was going to say something about these twins.
The twins were at her memorial service, as a matter of fact. I saw them there.
Yeah.
The ones that she featured in that
that's great.
That, you know, clip.
Yeah, that was a really well-deserving story, and it was certainly, for, you know, I think for all of us, a real highlight of
Jimmy
of
Altman, Fox 61 is on. He's won a million Emmys.
He does. A million.
Maybe 900.
His paperboy gets one every time. That was a tip.
But did you win one this weekend? Fox took six.
I won five.
Five.
Like five
what?
Out of the six, or was that an additional five?
No, out of the six.
Wow. So, like, he opens his garage door, like, all these Emmys fall out, the closet Emmys fall out.
You know what, though?
Ooh,
the junk
well
drawer
done.
Has Emmys in it. You know what? I got to tell you that if anyone else won five out of the six, it'd be annoying. But, like, this guy, like, his reports are so good.
He deserves it.
He's so humble about
it's
it.
It's like a magnet, yeah.
Right. All right, so give us a little bit. Give us like 20 seconds of, like, if you were to give a speech over the weekend, what would you have said?
Honestly, you know, on a weekend like this, with everything going on, I put it on my social media. But, you know, I think my dad was a big part of my success growing up and a big supporter of what I did. And my dad died a number of years ago. He was a children's surgeon. He dedicated his life to saving kids and keeping families whole, and he's one of the reasons that I think had so much success, and I would have dedicated in person, you know, these wins to him.
That's cool.
So and also, you know, we have to say that the photographers I work with are so amazingly talented. There's Tom Carl and Tom Maroney and Sean McKeever And Griffin Pearson, do you recognize the name Pearson? Because it's the son of John Pearson from Channel 8.
Who's been
a
anchor
there. Yes. See? He's only 23, and he won his first Emmy Award on a story we did with Gaylord Hospital. And that was just phenomenal for him, and I know he's very excited. I know his dad, who I spoke to yesterday, was so proud of him.
So does he get an Emmy? You get an Emmy? Everyone involved in the story gets an Emmy?
You get an Emmy. You get an Emmy.
Yes.
So one story might be.
Right. So Griffin would have gotten it for the photography part of it, and I would have gotten it for the reporting part of it. So you go in on that together. And then
there's
some.
A lot of metal in one room.
A lot of metal.
But the guy who drives a van.
There's some that you would get for, you know, individual awards as well. Like you can win for Tom Carl, our chief photographer, won for best editing. So that's obviously a very distinguished award as
I'm
well.
I'm glad they acknowledged the crew because they're so important to the final product.
Seriously.
Ashley is here. We have Jimmy Altman on the show right now, Fox 61. I don't think Ashley knows this number yet, but with your five, what's the total now for Jimmy Altman Emmys?
Is that a question that's for me?
That's yes, for you. You. Yes.
Oh,
that's
38.
Good. 38.
Wow.
She's gonna say 35.
Where do you put them all?
Don't ask.
I have them in a room in my house which you'd never see if you came over.
You have an Emmy room?
Well, sure. I have an office, and a lot of them are in there, but you'd never see it if you came over. They're not on a mantle or anything. And then I've given a bunch to the station, so they have them in their trophy case. And I've given my mom one. I've given my brother one. And anybody else, you know?
I was thinking about this yesterday as we were prepping
up. I get
a lot
of requests.
If you ever host a wedding, that would be the place setting
exactly,
for everybody.
Right.
Everybody That'd gets an Emmy on the table. Guest.
Right. The guy sells hot dogs.
That could be the centerpiece. Put a couple of flowers.
Oh, yeah, two Emmys on top of the cake.
Dress them up.
Yeah.
Right.
But you never really see them if you came here.
You should get like a 72 Lincoln Mark IV and stick an Emmy, like weld an Emmy to the hood.
Nice. Yes.
And then wear like a pimp hat.
See a Mac Caddy right there. Yep.
I got to say, AJ, it might look great on the green machine.
Oh, gotcha.
Ooh, the green machine.
Well, this is what I was going to do. If you ever get so many, you're like, I got to have a tag sale and like get rid of these.
Right.
I will donate whatever money you want to, well, you know, whatever I can afford to whatever charity to get one of those. If you ever start auctioning them off, like,
yes,
I want to be involved.
We're creative people and we're philanthropic people, right? So maybe there's a way we can collaborate on this because you'll never, you know, at this place, nobody sees them and I'll never know it's gone. So, you know, I have people who ask me, you know, my brother-in-law wants one. Like we're good. You're not getting one. But if we figure out a way,
why would the brother-in-law not get one?
Because the brother-in-law is why. Because
he's single and good-looking, and if he gets girls at his apartment, he can show them that.
But he's got to work to get the girl home
single,
first.
Single, good-looking. Wow.
Right.
That's,
right. But once you get the girl home, obviously that's not going to hurt your chances.
No. No, it's not.
So we'll say, who's Emmy?
That's his motivation.
Yeah.
You get married, you get an Emmy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You should, like, start making furniture out of them.
Nice.
Like, you know.
Anywhere.
Like a three-legged coffee table.
I think I said it before. I should go to good old Tom and just see what he'll give me.
No, no.
Melt him down.
No.
Oh, that's a funny bit.
No, nutcrackers. You want nutcrackers. The Jim Altman Emmy nutcracker.
That's a funny bit.
Yes, it is.
Like, you're too recognizable. Like, send somebody in there with that and see what they would offer.
Just send them in to good old Tom. I'm sure good old Tom will give you a couple hundred, maybe a couple thousand bucks. I've seen them on eBay before.
Yeah.
You're not really supposed to do that.
But
I've seen them on eBay, and, you know, they fetch thousands of dollars.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you bring all of yours to good old Tom, like 150 years from now, they'll be a bit like, oh, yep, this is an authentic Altman.
Yeah.
Right. From the year
they
2020.
Have Jimmy's face on them.
We can let's look forward, Chaz and AJ, and see maybe if we can be creative. And you guys represent, and so do I, a bunch of different charities. Maybe there's a way we can figure something out with that.
It would have to be for your charity.
Yeah.
And then
I've got a lot of good ones.
Yeah, I know you do. So Ashley's looking up now.
I can't
see
find
if
any
find
Emmys on eBay.
Really? I've seen them before.
Jimmy bought them all.
Look under broke.
Yeah, I bought them all.
Right. He bought 38 of them.
Exactly, right.
Buy it now.
Not easy to put your name in there.
Used. I did find it.
Oh, you.
Used.
Used.
Well, yeah, like, new.
$388.50.
That's low.
What?
Yeah.
That's a bid, though. That's not what it's going
to go for.
And
then there's another one.
Is it a replica?
No, it says used.
Well,
no.
What does that mean?
Yeah, they're all used. They're not brand new.
I don't know what to tell you. Don't kill me. I'm just reading.
All right, I gotta wrap this up. But Jimmy, we're very proud to know you, and Connecticut's very lucky to have you.
Absolutely,
really. Seriously,
appreciate it, guys. It was a really nice diversion to everything we're going through, and I think that we're proud as a news organization to have this success in the world of. You know, of coronavirus and everything else that's going on now. We're certainly proud.
If it was any other year, you would have to have gotten up five times to give a speech?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Because after a while, it's like,
him again?
I'm almost a little embarrassed to get up again.
Someone tries to trip you as you're walking up. Yep.
I'm happy, but embarrassed.
I'm going to trip him.
You don't have to. You don't have to say too much. You can just say thank you and then go on your way.
Right.
Just say, yo.
Yeah.
Just cut and paste my last.
I was just going to say, it'd be funny if you went up five times and said the same exact thing.
What
five
I said
times.
Before, ditto.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you, brother. Congratulations to you,
man.
And Fox 61.
Guys, have a great week. Thanks for having me on.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut. On the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.